the thing that people don't understand is that every time I say it's horrible, they automatically click into their experience. But you've got to understand that everyone deals with things different depending on where they are in their life. So you can't possibly compare someone who's not in work looking for work again because they are now well enough and someone who's in work looking for another job. That doesn't mean you've got to take away the seriousness, if you like, of that other person. I think a lot of the stigma, I think, is to do with the fact that people are trying to compete. People that get angry, are you saying that my problems are not as important as yours? I'm not saying they're not important, not in the slightest. But there is a possibility that mine are worse. Do you know what I mean? It is a possibility. But a lot of people don't like that. And I think the reason why a lot of people don't talk about it is because they're worried of people's reactions, whether it be anger or violence, even, or just verbal aggression, embarrassment, you know, getting up and storming off. Now, sometimes, not like you, that's why I said it. And anyway, even if you did storm off,
you won't be coming back. No.
So it's about the place as well. Some of the worst things that people... The things that have hurt me have been in their territory. So I've been in their office, on their land, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So someone once said to me, well, I told you what to do, Alex, just get an agent. You know, it's not just the words, it's the way that, you know, the implication that just could get a grip. And that whole day, because I'd gone and visited him, I didn't really like the guy anyway, but I just popped by, he was at the uni. And I told him about mental health, and he was sort of like, yeah, but you need to get an agent. Not interested,
distant.
Distant, but also not interested, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Disinterested.
N.I. No, they're click bites. So I watched a video, and it was TED Talks, and I was surprised, because I thought, that's not usually what they do. It was how to overcome apathy. And I watched all bloody 15 minutes of it. It was nothing to do with it. And I scrolled down at the comments because I like to watch the video before reading the comments. But the comments are so addictive. I just can't stand long videos when you're waiting. At the end of the video, it finishes and there's this pause and you go, so how do I cure anxiety again?
I think with those kind of videos, you have to like scroll through the comments and just see what people are doing.
That's what I said.
Real people have better advice than people in these videos. They are just looking for views and money and like ad revenue and stuff. But did you take away anything from the actual video itself? Did you like?
I took away is someone being kind enough to talk.
Okay.
But that's just not enough.
It's a nice idea.
Hey,
what was he called?
Apathy. Which is the opposite. Of empathy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
suppose. Apathy, so why is it not having it?
Well, she mentioned it once. Let me ask you some advice, okay? I know a few people close to me that are incredibly devoid of ability. I'm talking for years and years.
Ability
to get better or ability to change.
Will it change?
I'm glad you said that, and you said that automatically. Do they want to? I'm wondering whether people who really do not move, maybe it's just not bad enough.
Yeah.
And everyone around them, especially when it's a friend.
Yeah.
You get so concerned to the point where actually the answer could be, well, overall, I'm all right, you know, but it doesn't look like it. Do you know what I mean? I'm just concerned about someone at the moment. Do you know what I mean? But they express
the need.
Anxiety and depression, but... They have absolutely... It's like you passionately pour out as much as you can give and they just go...
People are just like venting to you.
It's just hollowness. It's just.
Can't they go for some engaged. Professional?
I mean, the lads older than I am, and I'm just concerned because I've never been that sort of person who can't. I've got to get out of this. Horrid state.
Quite it, yeah.
But maybe that's because. Sometimes people make it their life.
They cocoon themselves in the problem.
It's like who they are. It's a part of their identity.
Yeah. I think.
So would you suggest, yeah. Alex? You know, with all that you're worried about, maybe just lay off them and stop.
Because each of their own understanding, there's only so much you can drive.
That becomes who they are, doesn't it?
Mm.
If they're just dumping on you consistently without trying to change at all, then like, you might have to just get out of that. Yeah. Because it's
he doesn't dump on me. I sort of feed it out of him.
Yeah.
When I see him, and then I'm like,
and then at the end of
but it
that,
affects me.
Train of thought is very important. I know.
Maybe you just being that person that is getting it out of him is a good thing for him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't maybe disagree, but it's been I've known him for about 3 years now, and he has made tiny little improvements, which are great. You know, but then it just falls. There are I call them inabilities. I think that's a very powerful word. It's not motivation. That's one thing. It's not. Time, that's another thing, it's not money, it's another thing. There's got to be an umbrella title that describes everything, just the inability. I could say to you, go on that stage now and sing an A flat like Whitney Houston. I can't do it. I'm incapable of doing it. Okay, well, singing was just an example, but just living, when he says, I can't get out, I can't battle my social anxiety, I can't do it. I can't light it. It's the lighter
that's
out of fuel.
There's also an element of.
Is it bad enough for you? Sometimes I think you have to get worse to get better. I think the thing that really this is getting too dark. I'm sorry. I think the best thing, which will never happen, is a drill sergeant. Out, get out of bed now.
That's it.
What, like
out,
yeah, push them into it, yeah.
You know, and it
that's
will
the way
never
that
happen.
I know. That's
I wish I could do that.
That's
and
what they sell really kids to send them to the army.
And you know, taking the bottle
take
off.
It out
taking the bottle off.
Yeah.
I mean, do they have like depression and stuff in like third world countries where it's like really hard for them?
No, like, they're happier, you know. It's funny. They may not have anything, but they are happier.
There you go. There's a stand-up comedian line. Do you know what third world countries? Forget it. They're fine.
They are.
Don't worry about them.
I think it's about this is about mental wellness. Okay, yeah. This is not about like general health and money and stuff, economics. I just think maybe.
But then where's the line between the other stuff and mental illness? This is another thing. It's like it's all grey. It's like where's the line?
I think maybe.
And the people that anger me are people who draw it. There's the line. You don't know that. You have no right to say that.
But I find that with a lot of professionals, they have all the opinions, but they don't.
Yeah,
really
it's not just professionals. It's people on Twitter. It is
a lot of people.
It is the newspapers.
Yeah.
But do you think in third world countries, like you're kind of forced to not? Be thinking about yourself all the time because there's so much going on around you. I feel like you can't really go that deep within yourself and like get kind of all heady.
It's not a good place to go. You've got to balance,
so,
haven't you?
It's just say anything would be the opposite.
Do you think?
Mm.
You haven't got the distractions of a tablet and a phone.
Wanting the need, yeah.
Absolutely.
You don't have those desires.
Mental health isn't something that we've just discovered. It's happened. It has been throughout
society.
So we'll talk about it more now because we have more of an understanding and more of awareness of it now. That doesn't mean it didn't exist decades, centuries ago.
Same argument with physical disabilities.
We wouldn't have called it the same thing.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have treated it the same way.
But it's also mental illness. It's like it's. I think part of the new. It's like, I don't think I have got a mental illness. Don't have bipolar. Don't have psychosis or anything like that. It's anxiety. I won't call that an illness. You can be ill, but I don't think on my piece of paper it would say this person has a mental illness. I don't know why that relates to you.
So is yours like the result of emotions or things happening to you?
But then people keep saying, Ruby Waps keeps saying, we're not talking about people who are sad, we're talking about people with clinical depression. And I'm like, even though I love what she says, but I'm like, that doesn't help. Because it angers people, like saying, what? So because I don't have depression... I don't understand what depression is. I don't understand when people say I've got depression. The only way you'll really know you've got depression is if a doctor says you've got depression. But even then, what is depression? Is it?
It's like different types. Like I know.
Yes, it is. It's got a spectrum of it. Surely.
There's some people that their brain isn't making the serotonin, and that's like it's like an actual sickness. But some people have like become depressed. You know what I mean, from like experiences.
Yeah. It's an unfortunate word as well. It's like people say, "I feel so depressed." So and so looks depressed. Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh looks depressed.
Yeah. That is really strange how they like wrote that.
Donkeys really do look depressed, don't they?
Yeah.
Not surprising.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's horrible,
down
isn't
the order, aren't they?
I know. Even Eeyore, and he's got his own shirt.
Do people eat them? People eat horse meat.
Yeah.
Do they eat donkey meat?
Do you think they see them being eaten? They see their friends being eaten? I don't know what you're on about. I don't eat donkey.
Why not?
Is it good?
I don't know.
Try it and get back to me.
People eat horse.
Yeah, but they don't look depressed.
Not the British. It's all that fuss when these...
Oh, really?
Horse meat.
You were in Asda the other day, were you? Did you see any horse in the aisle?
It was Tesco, wasn't it? It was Asda doing the horses.
Oh, yes, of course. There was that scandal, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Horse meat.
Horse meat scandal.
But that's fine. There's that fuss about eating horse. Somebody said to me, well, they're very sensitive, haven't you? Animals. Well, so are cows.
Yeah.
They're very sensitive animals, aren't they?
Your dad were picky, isn't he?
Is it on sensitivity?
The way we're plucking
out
the chickens is the funny one.
Plucking.
Yeah, the way we're
killing. We're going down the whole vegan route now.
Yeah, I'm just. That's why it can be a vegan podcast too.
Are you a vegetarian?
Am I?
Yeah.
I don't like labels, but I don't eat anything that's.
I'd label you as a vegetarian.
I don't eat anything that's lived.
Thank the Lord.
Well, some people would. Some vegans would argue that they are consuming only living foods because. A vegetable is alive and an animal is dead when you eat it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the argument.
Okay.
That's the argument. I've actually heard that from a vegan.
Yeah.